Blog Talk Radio. with Blog Talk being included on the program tonight, we're just going to continue to talk about what we were talking about as of last Friday. I prayed. And so I said, okay, God, are you trying to get my attention because of little comments I had heard, little comments I had read, little comments I had received? And I said, you know what, I'm not going to even acknowledge them. I'm not going to even make a comment or a remark, because I know one thing is God will send anybody or anything to you to push you into your destiny. And all you have to do is be willing to go. Hey, Shamika, thank you for joining in. That's one of my coworkers from work. I still consider a coworker, even though she went to another job. But I just want to say that God would push you into your destiny. And he will use family members. He will use friends. He will use folks. It doesn't matter. But don't you get caught up in the situation, because God is taking you someplace. God is taking you to a next level, which is a new level, which means you have to deal with new situations. Some say new devils. Some say whatever. All I'm going to say is, God, I thank you for pushing me into the place that I need to be. So I began to read my word, and I began to, if you all would turn with me to Job, the first chapter, because I have this program on my phone that gives me a daily word every day that I can read along. And I had begun to read the scripture that my phone had sent to me. And my phone had sent to me, I'm going to turn to it first, Job 5 and the 17th verse. And that's what I was reading. And that says, behold, happy is the man whom God corrected. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. And I said, wow. I said, God, you said to be happy with the correction that you're sending my way. You know, myself and my sister, Apostle Alexia Kaiser, we talk a lot, we pray a lot for each other, with each other, and we talk about a lot of things. And, you know, she imparts to me, even though she's younger than me, we all know about the twins in the Bible, Esau and Jacob, where the word of God said that the older one will serve the younger one. So even though my sister is younger than me, she educates me a lot on what the word says, because she has been more consistent and steadfast and living a saved and sanctified life. Not brown nosing or anything, just saying, I thank God for my blessing, okay? So as I was reading that, where it talked about God chasing you, and it I should be happy about it, because that lets me know that even the word says, many are called, but few are chosen. So if God is sending correction my way, I'm going to count it as a blessing that I'm chosen, because I know I'm asking God every day to cover me, to keep all harm, evil, danger, and death away from me and my family and my finances and everything. But I just say I trust God no matter what. I'm going to trust God. So I was reading that, the first chapter of Job just popped up. And that normally doesn't happen when I get my daily scripture. It doesn't go to another form of the word. It just asks me, do I want to continue reading that word? And if it starts at 5:17, it goes to 18, 19, and so on. But this day, it went all the way back to the first chapter of Job. And I began to read it, and I began to find out something I knew, I thought I knew, but I read Job, but I read, I guess I was speed reading, because I missed some points. And not only did I miss some points, I missed some points with understanding. So as I was reading the word, I began to find out Job was a man. It says there was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job. He was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and obscured from evil. And I said, wow. I was like, okay, God. Hey, Diamond, thanks for joining in. I said, God, I thank you. It started off like that, telling us in the first verse that he was an upright man. And I said, wow, Lord, I would love to be an upright man. Hey, Paul Pippen from Atlanta, thank you for joining the line. And it talks about he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and it just went on to talk about his substance. Now I'll tell you, I was at work. Now, I'm going to show you. I took my note on this little brown paper bag, and I tore the little paper in half, and I wrote down some little notes. And I said, wow, Job wasn't caught up on himself. Job wasn't just, you know, very arrogant. He wasn't none of that. The Bible said he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 oxen, and 500 female donkeys. You know, so when I was reading that, I said, ooh, 7,000 sheep. I said, Lord, that's like saying I got 7,000 fur coats. Then 3,000 camels, that's like saying I got all the luxury cars. And hey, Benny, thanks for joining in. And all the motorcycles and trucks and boats and planes and stuff, just toys I want. And when I was looking at it, I said, 500 oxen? Woo. I said, God, could I put that towards jewelry and just other kind of stuff? You know, just looking at it in natural. And when it talks about the 500 sheep of donkeys, I'm like, okay, that I can look at that as other kind of vehicle. I'm just looking at it as trying to put it in understanding, because I'm trying to look at God's word and make it understandable to myself how I would apply it to my life, because I don't have sheep and camels and oxen, donkeys. So I had to look at it to try to apply it to my life of the things that God has blessed me with. And I began to just read that, and then I read how the part that really, really, really kind of stuck at me, I'm going to look at it and say this. I was talking to my sister, and I say, girl, I was reading the word, and in the 6th verse it says, now there was a day when the sons of God came into his presence themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And I said, wait a minute, hold up. That said the sons, S-O-N-S, the sons of God. And I said, girl, I never really paid attention to that in the Bible where it talks about the sons of God. And I said, oh, wow. So for people to say that we're not joint heirs, just right there in the 6th verse, it says the sons of God came into the presence themselves before the Lord. But it also said that Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered and said to the Lord, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And I was like, wow. He not only just told God what he was doing, where he was coming from, but he was telling God what he was doing, walking to and fro. So as I went on and read, I read where it said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one who feareth, no, I'll take that back, one that feareth God and eschew evil. Now, when I heard that in my head and I was reading that, I said, wow. I said, you know what? God just bragged on Job. And he, you know, you could say, well, they be bragging on me. No, I can't say that. All I could say is God just bragged on Job because he said, have you considered my servant Job? He called him by name. not only did God brag on him, he called him by name. So I'm saying that to say this. Now, we know the whole rest of the story about how he lost the sheep, the oxen, the camels, the donkeys, the daughters, the son. We know all of that. We read that. If you don't, read the book of Job. But I want to go to this 8th verse. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God. Y'all know what? If I don't say nothing else, I want to say this. I want to be saved. Every time something come out of my mouth that shouldn't come out, I immediately say, God, forgive me. That shouldn't have came out of my mouth. I don't even know why I allowed myself to get worked up like that, that I said that. I immediately ask God to forgive me because I want to be saved. And when I catch myself doing something and reacting to something in a certain way, I ask God to forgive me. And I'm getting to the point that before I even say something to somebody, hey, Tanya, thank you for joining in. That's my niece. I ask God to forgive me. You know, we know that a lot of people do things their way or the way they were trained or taught or brought up. But I'm saying the way I was brought up, that I ask God to forgive me right away. I ask God to put a bridle on my tongue. I ask God to put a watchman over my mouth and put a watchman over my eyes and my ears, because I'm trying to make sure I guard my ears, because I don't want to be quick to hear gossip. I don't want to be quick to participate in gossip. I want God to put a watchman over my ears to protect what I hear. I want him to put a watchman over my eyes to protect what I see, because I don't want to see something and receive it and get that in my heart, that, you know, or in my mind. I don't want that. I want God to put a watchman over me, all of me, top to bottom, head to toe, side to side, front to back, whichever way he has to do. I want God to put a watchman over me because I want to be saved, because I want God to know my name and I want God to brag on me. So my question to you all today, who's bragging on you? And who do you want to brag on? And what is it that you want them to brag on you about? And I want God to brag on me as I'm a child of God, I'm an heir with Jesus Christ, I'm a Christian, I want to be upright, I want to turn away from evil, I don't want it to be a part of my daily life. I want to, everything that's not right in my life, I'm asking God to make it right. From my attitude at home, to my attitude at work, to my attitude around friends, other family members, I'm asking God to teach me how to be upright. Hey, Tracy, thanks for joining in. I want God to be able to brag on me like over Job. You know, I mean, I was reading how as Job was being told he lost one thing, somebody else came and told him he lost something else. Then as he was telling them that, somebody else came and said he lost something else. And as he was telling them, somebody else came. Four people came to tell him what he lost, but Job never cursed God. And with everything that I have been through, I'm always saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say I've never cried. I haven't cried. I'm not going to say I haven't been hurt. I'm not going to say nothing has not hurt me so bad. But I ask God, whatever happens, Lord, don't let it break me. I want to be so in God's heart that God brags on me. You know, I don't know big professional and elegant word to put that statement in, because I just think it's big enough to say, I want God to brag on me. I want to be able to say, you know, God is good. God is awesome. God is my everything. That's what I want to be able to say, because I have proof that when I say God is good, yes, he is. I'm still alive. God is awesome. Yes, he is. I'm still alive. God is wonderful. Yes, he is. I'm still alive. That when I look back over my life, and it's like that song to say, and I think things over, all I can say is, God, you've been good to me. God don't owe me nothing. Because each time I have been in an illness, God was right there. I remember years ago, I had a motorcycle accident, and my right foot got cut in half, where right across, well, a little bit below the instep, and my toes was, I'm sorry, I'm dropping stuff. I'm trying to show you from my hand, right across like here. This is where this is the big toe on your foot, but it's a little knot there. From there all the way to here, my foot was cut off, and it was just dangling. And I said, God, I trust you. I remember everything started slowing down. I was not bleeding outside, but bleeding on the inside. Now, this was back in 85. And long story short, they got me to the hospital to Cook. Well, they was trying to take me to some other hospital, but I kept saying Cook County, Cook County, Cook County. I don't care what you say about Cook County. I knew to go to Cook County. And I remember as I was passing out, I remember a bum came over, and he was stinking, but I couldn't smell him. But anyway, a friend pulled up in a triple white Cadillac and got me to the hospital. And a black doctor said to me, they want to cut off your leg, because I was a black young lady. They didn't want to go through all that. So the black doctor came over and said, I've got to make a name for myself. You please let me save your foot. You could sit in the wheelchair with 2 feet, or you could sit in the wheelchair with 1 leg, 1 foot. And I just told him, do what you have to do. Because even then, I wasn't saved. I wasn't trying to live saved. I knew to trust God. And to this day, I'm walking around. I'm still riding my bike, and I got 2 feet. 1 foot had a big cut on it, but it still works. And to be perfectly honest, I have less problem with that as a bad foot than I do with the left foot. That's a good foot. And from that point on, other things started happening. When I was a little girl, I had the scarlet fever. I've had so much things go on in my life, but guess what? God brought me through all of them. Through the prayers of my mother, through the prayers of my auntie, through my other aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my friends, my family, people praying for me. But see, now at this day and time, in my age, now I have to pray for myself. I have to be in a situation where I have to know the Lord for myself. I can't worry about what this person says and what that person says, because, see, now I have a relationship with God for myself. So when I had that bad accident, they put my foot back on, it took me a while to learn how to walk and get around, you know, because I had to learn how to balance myself on a bad foot. Now, I love you too, Paul. Now, years later, I had a stroke in 2012. You know, I talk about that too, most of the time online. And I had to go back to work. Well, I didn't have to. I chose to go back to work. I wanted to go back to work because I did not believe I was not able to work anymore. And my doctor kept telling me, I need you to join a health club. I need you to join a speech club. I need you to do this, do that. But none of that stuff was working for me. So I went back to work, and I'm working in a different department that I was working in before. And with this department, it has taught me how to take my time with doing things. It's taught me how to balance myself better. It's taught me how to speak clearer than I was. You know, it has taught me how to just be patient. you know, because a lot of times, you know, we rush and do a lot of things. But I'm saying all that to say this. When you know that God has brought you through some things, it's okay to get in his word and start reading it to find out what it is God is doing for you, what it is God is saying for you, and what it is that God is trying to teach you. I'm learning to say, I want God to brag on me. So that means I have to read this a lot more. I have to take stuff like this and write my notes on it so that I can go back and refer to them later. I have to get in the word and write down that little things that I thought. I have to write down other scriptures that I read. If God be for me, he's more than the world against me. I have to remember that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. I have to remember, you know, not just Psalms 23 and Matthew 6. I have to remember the book of Psalms. I have to remember that out of all things Solomon got and wanted from God, and what his mother wanted from God was wisdom. I have to remember, hey, Stoney, thanks for joining in. I have to remember that you're not going to really get to know God or get to understand the word if you're not in the word for the right reason. You know, I have people in my family or people I know, they want to battle. What I mean by battle, they want back and forth about the word. I don't have time for that. What I'm going to do is read the word and apply it to my life. Like I'm bragging on God, what God has done for me, I want God to be bragging on me so that when the enemy of my soul comes at me, God knows I'm not going to curse him. I'm not going to get beside myself. I'm going to be right there before him. And I'm praying and saying, okay, Lord, I know people out here, everybody's not happy with me or for me. And a lot of people are trying to find fault in what I'm doing because, see, you're so busy looking at the used to be me, the me from my past. You can't even see the me in my future. Because if God is blessing me, he has no respect to person. If you would just thank God for blessing me, he would bless you too. If you, you know, if you was a, it's like you plant your seed for your grass to grow, which I found out a while back. The reason my grass didn't grow in the summertime, because that's when I planted my seed. I had to learn to plant my seed in the fall so that when the winter comes, they would push down in the ground and they would begin to grow, and that's when your harvest will come, when you get to see yourself able to cut the grass. Because if you plant them in the summer, they're not going to start growing until the winter comes, and then you don't need the grass because now you got snow. I had to learn how to look at some things in my life and say, okay, this isn't feasible for me. These people aren't feasible for me. This situation isn't feasible for me. So now I have to decide when I'm going to dig it up, when I'm going to get rid of it, when I'm going to let it go. So I know you probably saying, what she talking about? I'm still talking about things that no longer is worth bragging on, things that are no longer worth holding on to. Because if God's going to brag on me, he's going to brag on the new me. He's going to brag on the me he sees, not the me you remembering or the me you keep talking about. I remember she used to do this. I remember she used to wear that. I remember she used to. Okay, remember that. You're stuck in my past because I'm looking for my future. I'm moving forward. I'm not just going to the next level. I'm on the next level. I'm not just going to the next height in God. I'm on the next height in God. And if you're not careful enough, God is going to leave you out of my plan. And what I mean by that is when I see you, hey, how you doing? How's everything? Good to see you. But you're so busy trying to put me in the same place I used to be, you can't look at where God's taking me. And you can't say, God, you did it for her. Why are you not doing it for me? Or God, would you do it for me? My sister posted on something on Facebook today that she tagged me in, and it says about a candlestick. I think I can remember about trying to blow out somebody's candlestick. You're so busy trying to put my fire out, you can't even let your fire burn. You know how you be at work and somebody's always going to report to the supervisor, then the supervisor say to you, why are you always in here telling me what somebody else ain't doing? How you doing your job? Because you always telling me somebody else's job. You know everybody's job but your own. So when somebody's trying to put out your candlestick, they're not taking time out to pray because they're always trying to find fault in you. So from this day forward, remember this. Ask God, how can you go about getting him to brag on you? Because Lord knows I want him to brag on me. Hey, Pranya G, thanks for joining in. I have came so far in the last, I want to just say, I could say 10 years of my life, but we all know that. But even in the last, what you say, Carmella? Say that again. Yes, somebody didn't hear you. God has brought me so far in my walk with him. I don't want to say spiritual walk because I'm not trying to have a spiritual walk with God. I'm trying to have a life-changing walk. God has brought me so far in him that the old me would be on Facebook blasting, saying some stuff, putting up type of emojis and stuff. Now I look at stuff, and to be perfectly honest, some stuff don't even come on my Facebook. Somebody has to tell me about it, or if and when I do see it, it's 4 or 5 days later. It's some bits that come up. I may not see it for a week or two because that's not where my mind is at, and that's not where God wants me to go. I may not see a comment for 4 or 5 days or a week or two because God don't even want me to comment on that. I have moved to another place in my life. It's about what God says, what God is pulling me to. He's pulling me out of, you know, the Word of God talk about silly women. But nowadays, we talk about messy stuff. God is pulling me out of a lot of a messy situation because I don't want to lose my place in God because I was trying to show you something or tell you something. I'm not worried about what you think of me no more. I'm not worried about how you want to correct me because when you think you correct me, you basically push me into my destiny. You're pushing me into a place that I need to go because, see, I was taught growing up, if I had to learn the Word of God by reading one scripture a day, a week, a month, or God keeps me on that same scripture forever. The first scripture I learned from the Bible was Acts 2 and 21. Let's turn to it. Come on, y'all. Let's go to it. I got this little Bible here. I got to find I got so many papers in it to hold little places for me. I got to find it. Okay. Let's go to Q. I think that's the, if I don't have it, the number right, you know what I have right is the scripture. Okay. I got it. Got ready. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That was the first scripture I learned. Above it says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and noble day of the Lord come. I didn't remember nothing but, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I want you all to understand, when I learned that scripture, I was a young girl. And at the time I learned that scripture, I was under 12, so I was under the law, you know. And I just want you all to know that whether you learn scriptures at 12, 21, 31, 41, 51, 61, whatever age it is, if you apply the word to your life, you apply God to your life, you ask God to forgive you of your sins, God is going to show you some things, and it's going to be some things in your life you don't like. Your desire is going to change. God, change my desire. I don't like that no more. I don't want to talk like that. I don't want to act like that. I don't want to be even treated like that. When you come into a place that you're telling God to teach you how to help you get to a place, make sure you follow the instructions. Make sure you know that while you're asking God to do for you, make sure you do for other people. I'm asking God to teach me how to talk to Stan, to teach me how to talk to my son, to teach me how to talk to my sisters, my nieces, nephews, great nieces, great nephews, and my great great nieces and nephews. I'm asking God to teach me how to talk to my stepchildren and stop calling them steps and say my sons and daughters. I'm asking God to teach me, because it's one thing to be one way, but it's another thing to stay one way. And if you can't see yourself advancing, if you can't see yourself changing, something's wrong with that. Because you're content in being in a place where ain't nobody bragging on you, not in the natural, and God definitely isn't bragging on you in the spirit realm. Because I do know one thing. If what I talked about last Friday about prayer, if I didn't talk about it and I didn't apply it to my life and I apply it daily, that situation with that young lady running into the back of my bike while we were sitting at a light, I was at a complete stop, she was at a complete stop, but she took her focus off holding her brake in and bumped the back of my bike. Just imagine, I'm on a two-wheel motorcycle and she's in a four-wheel vehicle. Just imagine if I was rolling and she was coming up behind me or coming over on me. That could have been a whole nother situation. She could have took somebody's mom from them. She could have took somebody's wife from them. She could have took somebody's sister from them, auntie, grandma. She could have did it. But I did not go off. I just looked at her. And I believe the reason I didn't go off, because I'm telling you, at the time when she ran into the back of my bike, I was so upset. But I was praying, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. And this young lady wasn't, well, you shouldn't have did it. You should. She just said, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She was so polite. She was so nice. When I looked at her, all I could see was my young son driving and being in a situation. And I'm asking God to protect him and protect my other nieces and nephews and family members when they're driving. I could just see them in a situation like that, because that young lady did have a fear on her face, like, oh, my God. I could have called the police. I could have did all that, but she really didn't damage my bike. She knocked a little paint off of it, but you got to come out with a microscope. You got to really be looking to find that paint she knocked off the fender. And I just looked at it and said, you know what? It ain't always about dollars and cents trying to sue somebody, and it ain't about that. Sometimes the best thing you could do for a person is let them go, especially when you're asking God for forgiveness. You're asking God to protect you. You're asking God to provide for you. You're asking God to bring you through. You're asking God to brag on you. How is it that you want all this love to be given, but yet you don't want to give it to nobody? And I'm saying all that to say again, who's bragging on you? Is God bragging on you? The question is, do you want God to brag on you? Are you living your life that God wants to brag on you, that God can brag on you? No, we don't dot every I, we don't cross every T. We're not perfect. We'll never be perfect. The day we make perfectness, we'll be standing before the Lord. And I'm praying and I'm asking, and I want to make sure my name is in the book of life, that I want to live with the Lord. When it's my time, I want to know that I'm with God. I want to know, living on this earth, I'm going to be with my Father. When we was younger and we was in church, the saints, the older saints used to always say, I want to know that I know that I know that I know that I know. And my name is in the book of life. And God is going to not turn me away. I thank God for my mom, my aunt Sweetie, my aunt baby sister, my aunt Lodi, my aunt Mary Seabury. I thank God for my aunties, my aunt Big, my aunt Little. I thank God for my aunties, my mom. Them were some of the shoutingest, sanctified women I ever seen in my life. And we could not wear everything that everybody else wore. We could not go every place that everybody else went. We could not do these things. When we left out the house, especially me and my sister Cecilia, we was around the same age. We was only so many months apart. We could not leave that house without one another. And we better not come back without one another. I'm telling you, our parents didn't play that. We was like a can of sardines, a Vienna sausage. Where you go, I go. Where I go, you go. And our parents meant that. You come back home and the other ain't there. You could tell we didn't do it because I'm not in a wheelchair and I don't suck my food through a straw. And she didn't do it, and she not even want to suck her food through a straw. My parents didn't play that. If they did, we would probably still be on punishment. But I thank God for my upbringing. You know, my mom used to tell us all the time, don't embarrass God. She would tell us not so much embarrass yourself. She would say, don't embarrass God. So I'm going to say again to you all, who's bragging on you? Who do you want to brag on you? I want to be like, I'm going to read it to you one more time. Job 1:8. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man? Perfect and upright. I want to be perfectly upright with telling everybody and anybody about a man that will save anybody and everybody. He saved me. And God said, and he has cured from evil. I want you all to know that I love the Lord with my whole heart. And I thank God every day for a chance on this side of the green earth that the Lord has given us to ask him daily. For his word said, his mercies are new every morning. Every morning I'm asking God to save me, to deliver me, to guide me, to give me the spirit of discernment, to teach me how to have a shut-up ministry when it's in need, to teach me how to want to just tell his word, tell about his goodness. Just talk about him to you if you want to listen. Now, don't get me, I tell my sister all the time, oh, I don't want to sound preachy. She said, well, Renee, pray and ask God what he wants you to do. If he wants you to sound preachy, then you be preachy. But if he wants you to just do like you're doing, do what you're doing until God tells you different. So with that being said to me, I'm saying, okay, God, what do you say? I'm asking you, Lord, to be my captain on the battlefield. I'm asking you, Lord, to be my captain on the ship through the water. I'm asking you, Lord, to be the pilot in my plane when you have me flying through the air. When I'm, God, I'm just asking you to be my Lord and Savior. I'm asking you to be my director, my provider, my redeemer. God, I'm asking you to be all that. Because when it's all said and done, I need Jesus from 12:01 a.m. to 12:00 p.m. I can do nothing without God. I have been in situations where I wasn't able to wash my face, brush my teeth, wash and wipe anything. I have been in situations where I couldn't even talk for you to understand what I had to say. I have been in situations where people have said I was perpetrating and playing like I was ill. But I just said, God, whatever they say is all right with me, because I don't believe anybody will play ill. But if they do, that's on them. What I mean by I don't believe anybody will play ill, I'm saying that in a situation where I'm not going to play ill. I'm not going to play like I'm sick. I'm not going to play like I'm anything but what God says I am. Now, my yesteryears is what they are, yesteryears. What I did in the past, and my mind is in the past, because God threw them in the sea of forgetfulness, I'm going to throw them in there too, because I'm trying to live a life that God sees me as an upright man, one man. What I mean by man is a mankind, one man, because what I did, the woman comes from the rib of the man. So with that being said, we're going to pause. I was looking forward to you all typing in. I thank Carmella and Paul and Diamond for their comments. You all can type in at any time. I'm going to see a blog talk. Have any listeners that would like to say something at this time? And we're just going to prepare to end the service. And I, again, want to say thank you all for taking time out on a Friday night. And you know, just being with me, because I could be doing anything else, but this is what I choose to do. I choose to be at home with my family and go on Facebook and talk about the goodness of the Lord, about his word, because I don't have time to be posting up fights and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to post up something that's going to be edifying to the body of Christ, that people can go back and look at on archives, or however they look at tonight, tomorrow, or whenever. I want to put on something on Facebook positive. So if anybody on Blog Talk have anything to say, please speak up now. Okay, I don't know if Apostle Elect has opened the lines on Blog Talk, but if anybody on Facebook have anything to say, please type it in so that we can communicate.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who am I talking with?
Hi, this is Minister Sheila Kaiser, your sister in bloodline and in the spiritual line. I just want to say thank you for the kind words of tonight, and for all of us to understand and to make one wish and one destination is to keep God in your life and to understand that your life is only here and existence is cause of God. And I just want to say thank you, because each and every morning, during the day, during the night that I wake up and I'm in this world, I say, God, I thank you. I thank God, our Father and the Son, Lord Jesus, because I know he has brought me through so many so many difficult places, things, health, finance, and more than I can discuss. What I know is the only reason I'm still here, I'm still in existence today, I'm still able to walk, see, talk, just breathe, is because God said, I'm still one for him to lay his love into my body and to help me and to help me to understand and to praise and to want to be more of a daughter that he can say, I am. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words. Thank you, Bruce, for joining in. Is there anyone else that would like to say something on Blog Talk or type in on Facebook? Okay, well, I would like to say thank you for taking the time out on this Friday night. Since we don't have any more comments, I would like to say I'm just excited about what God is doing in my life. I'm excited about everything that God has already done in my life.
Minister Sylvia, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to remind the listeners that sometimes, although Minister Sylvia may ask if anyone has anything to say, it'll seem like that no one has anything to say. But those of us that are listening on the line, we will actually hear the person responding right away. So one of the things that we have to do is, you know, like wait 30 seconds sometimes, or maybe even longer than that, because of the delay. It's really weird because we're right on the phone, we're right on Facebook, but it seems like no one's talking, but they are talking. And I just want to say I thank God for what you're doing on this ministry line. I thank God for everything that he's doing through you, and just keep obeying God, keep being teachable, keep allowing God to show you what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it, because it's just like going to school. When you were in first grade, you did things a certain way, then you went to fifth grade, then you went to high school, then you go to college. So as we grow in God and as we go to the different levels in God, he perfects us and he makes us better. And one of the things you were talking about was a thing that I had posted that says, blowing out someone else's candle won't make yours shine brighter. Remember that. But in life, we have to also remember that not everybody is made that way. Some people, the way that they feel that they've done something is by oppressing or suppressing others. And so even people that are practicing hate crimes and things of that sort, they are trying to blow out people's candles. They're trying to make it where they're better than the next person. But we as men and women of God, we actually celebrate one another. We encourage one another. So it's also good that you said you're learning that as people, they criticize or do this or that, it's like blowing out the candles, they're actually catapulting you into that next level, into that next place. And that sometimes if it wasn't for them, you might not go, or you might not go as fast. So in actuality, you owe them a thank you. Apostle Skinner years ago wrote a thank you letter to all of his enemies. And it was a powerful message. And it was a powerful letter because, like he said, he wouldn't have been as great in the deliverance ministry and church and the founder of that particular part of Pentecostal church if his enemies hadn't have been used to catapult him into that next place.
Yes.
So
yes.
Really thank them. And because sometimes friends and family that say it kindly can't get you to move. But when those people do it, it's like that eaglet in the nest that is no longer comfortable. So then you got to move and you got to fly. So go ahead. Excuse me. Go ahead and fly in that which God has given you and obey God. That's all I have.
Thank you so much. Amen for that. That's why at the beginning I was saying I thank them because that caused me to get in my word a little more on this week. It caused me to have an eagerness to say, okay, God, what is it that you're saying to me? What is it that you're trying to say to me? What is it that you want me to do? And I could only do it by getting into his word and hiding it in my heart that I may not sin against thee, that when I do need it, I can bring it up. I don't have to walk around, walking down the street, like we used to say, left, right, left, left, right, left, 1, 2, 3, ABC. I don't have to do that. I don't have to brag to anyone that I know the word. When it needs to come up and come out, it will. And I just want to say, like Apostle Elect just said, thank them. I thank you for your suggestions. I thank you for your input. I thank you for your push. Because I want to be able to launch out into the deep. I want to be able to do what God has told me to do. And if God is pushing you to push me, I'm willing to be pushed a little farther. Because I'm only going to do what God allows me to do, what God tells me to do, and what God instructs me to do. So I'm happy that you even took the time out to listen, look, and observe to see what God is doing. And I appreciate you. Thank you. Now, on that note, is there anyone else that would like to give a comment, whether it's verbally on Blog Talk or you would type it in on Facebook? I appreciate you all. I really do. Because you did not have to take out this time. I'm going to give you that time that Apostle said to give. Okay, I'm going to say that we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm asking God to teach me how to love you even the more. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser with Blog Talk and Let's Talk Ministries, which is presented through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We're here every Friday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Friday night. We're here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Let's Talk with Minister Sheila Kaiser, Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We're also here on Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser on Blog Talk. We want to say thank you all for taking out the time, as we always do. We want to be able to bring God's word to you in a way that you can read along with us for yourself. So you don't have to say that you heard it. You can say that you read it. Whether you want to use the NIV, the King James Version, or any other version, as long as it's the Holy Bible and you can get understanding of the word of God, that's all we're asking, that you join along with us with the different ministries. This Monday on Blog Talk, we will have the third Wednesday, which is my Wednesday present a guest speaker. I asked someone to come in, But if not, I will be doing Blog Talk on this Wednesday. So with that being said, don't forget our foundational scripture. You can read that with me. That's Matthew 6:33. You ready? You got it? Let's read it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We again want to tell you how much we appreciate you. And please share this video. Please share the word to let people know that we are on the air. You know, we're just trying to love on God because we know God is loving on us. So with that being said, we're going to leave you all with a hallelujah. Amen. All right. Good night, everybody.